Yo, what is up? It's your girl Elle from the She Woke Up Dope podcast. Happy 2020, guys. What is up? I know it's been a while. I know, and we will actually get into that. Maybe not this episode, but a little bit throughout the season. However, I am so happy to be back. All right, so let's get into some housekeeping. If you're not already, follow She Woke Up Dope on Instagram, like the page on Facebook, share the content, communicate with me, let's talk, let's keep this conversation going outside the podcast. You know, you might even hear some of the stuff that we talk about on the podcast, so definitely go hit the social media up. Also, whatever platform that you're listening to this on, review. All right, so I decided to name this episode Started in my Drake voice because with it being the new year, a lot of us feel like we have to have new year resolutions that have to be met. And sometimes we really beat ourselves up and we're very strict on ourselves because we want things to work out. And sometimes it's just not a feasible thing. You know, you see the gym packed for like the first month of the year. Or, you know, you go to the grocery store and all the healthy food is cleaned out because, you know, we're trying to strive and we feel like, you know, it's a new year. It's a new us. You know, let's take off. When really, it's more so of a lifestyle change, which is why I myself don't really believe in New Year's resolutions more so than just changing up your process, which could be pretty much done throughout the year. Even in the middle of the month, it just depends on your mindset and you basically wanting to make that change. So we are going to talk about today the patterns and what red flags you need to look for and, you know, what resources do you need? Basically everything that needs to be done for you to be able to start. So let's get to it. So in order to make this easier to explain, I've actually divided them up into five different buckets. So you have your values, you have your vision, you have your goals, then you have your projects, and then you have your habits, and in that order. So basically the value is just your values. Like, what do you believe in? You know, usually when you ask someone, what do you believe in? It's more of a cultural thing. How were you brought up? What standards and morals did your family put in place for you growing up? And that's usually where those values come from. And with those values, those are things that are like very, very close to the heart and they don't switch up. Now, when I say they don't switch up, I mean, as far as they're not something that you will change every so often. Like, say, for instance, it'll have to be something major that would happen in order for a value to change. Like, for instance, before I had my daughter, so before I had Dallas, you know, I was more carefree. I was very out there. and you know, not in a bad way, not in a good way. However, when I had my daughter, I understood that my values had to change. Thus, my values changed. That was a major, you know, it was a major life event. So it changed from, you know, not being a parent to going into parenthood. So yeah. So with that, you know, that's your values. And your values will go on to shape your vision. The vision is basically, what do you want your life to look like? So, you know, you'll have a vision of, this is what I want my life to look like. And it's coming, it's, you know, branching out from that value. So, for instance, we'll just do my parenting. So, with me being a parent now, my value is to, you know, raise a good person. Responsible, reliable. You know, you have all these things that you want to pour into your child. That's the value. So my vision is to basically, you know, show my daughter how to be graceful. Show my daughter how to be the best woman, period, that she could be with what she has. And teaching her how to use the tools that she have to be a better person and to make a difference in the world. So with that vision, and that's just not the full vision for me. It's just something that I'm really making up off the top of my head, which it doesn't seem bad, but my parenting outlook is completely different. And if you want to find out more about that, I will advise you to go check out A Dope Mom Blog, which is my blog. And yeah, you'll learn more about my parenting style, visions, and mission statements for me being a parent. However, this is just for the podcast. But yeah, so with that vision, then I'll move on to the goals. And the goals are usually something that you want to achieve, obviously, towards your vision. So it's I call it more of like a grocery list. So it's like, you know, you have your Thanksgiving dinner, and then you have your list of items that you need to get from the local grocery store. Those are your goals, because ultimately what's going to happen is you're going to go to the grocery store, you're going to get all these ingredients, come home, just cook, make them, and then your end result being your vision. So goals are just like, you know, for instance, with my example of the whole parenthood thing once again. So a goal for me based off of my vision would be, you know, a goal is to, I can't really think of one off the top of the head. So one of my goals is to, well, I mean, really, when I had my daughter, one of my goals was to get her into the school that she is in now, which is a performing arts school. That was one of my goals as a parent, because I knew that that was something that I wanted my child to be involved in. So that was a goal, and I did what I had to do to work towards that goal, and it happened. So basically, a goal is just something that's achievable, that's stemming from the branch of your vision, which is also coming from your value. So I have the value of, you know, being a good parent, with the vision of showing my daughter how to, you know, how to go through life and how to navigate life as best as she can with what she has. And, you know, teaching her about grace, teaching her about relationships with God, and teaching her, you know, how to pray and just be a strong young lady, one day woman. A part of that is the education that she's gonna get. So from that's my goal. I got her into the school that she needs to get into. And then from that goal, you want to go into a project. And then the project is basically what leads you to achieve that goal. So you have your projects, and within that project you have many tasks. So for instance, for the goal of me getting her into the school that she was in, basically what I did was I did my research. You know, there was a point in time where she was so advanced that they wanted her to test out of preschool and go into kindergarten early. And, you know, I'm like, okay, well, that might not be a good move, because it's going to be too late for her to get into the school that she's going to get into. So then I did my due diligence. There's an application process and a process of basically just applying and then just playing the waiting game. I made sure that I had my application in the day that the applications came out, midnight up doing this application so that she can get into the school. I went down to the school. I talked to, you know, the staff and just asked them, you know, how is the process? What should I be looking for? Is there anything else that I need to do? Making sure that I had all my ducks in a row. So those are the tasks that came with the project that ended up helping out the goal. And then lastly, you have your habits, which are things that you want to develop. basically, you know, they make the things, they make your goal work. So these are things that you can do extra. So with my whole parenthood thing, I don't get me time. So I find ways to maximize my time to make it work so that I do have a long time, whether it's waking up early some days and sitting, you know, at the table with a cup of tea, maybe a book, maybe my Bible, or, you know, having that time at the end of the day to reflect. And, you know, maybe I might have my planner out and I'm looking through my calendar and I'm putting things in my planner, you know, that I need to do. Or, you know, just that time where, you know, you might just kind of take a bath and lock the door and not open it when she knocks. It's just one of those things where you want to create those habits to basically help out, even if it's not fully attached to the goals, to the project or to the vision. There's basically habits that help you in those areas directly, and then there's just basically habits that you need to instill personally, as far as, you know, maybe setting routines, checking out your day and seeing, hey, what can I eliminate, what can I, you know, not eliminate. Or even for the example of eating healthier, you know, eating healthier is a habit. It's one of those things where you want to make that change. You want to make it routine. So what you're going to do is you're going to make sure that every day you start and you continue until you form a habit. And I believe they say it takes about a month, like anywhere from 30 to 31 days to create a habit. So that's basically the first thing that you'll do. And once you got all of those established, so knowing the difference between all of those, your goals, habits, values, project, and vision, then that helps you move forward with what you need to do. All right, so we're going to go back and we're going to revisit that vision piece. So it's more so from a standpoint of a career. So your vision, your value is to live this specific type of life. And within that value, your vision is to obtain a specific type of career. Let's say it's acting and you have no acting experience. However, you want to break into the acting field. So what are you going to do? You're going to go get that experience. You're going to go to your local community theater. And you're going to go to improv classes and you're going to do your research and try to figure out what do you need to do to break into this business. And once you do that, you're going to work towards it until you get, you know, whatever type of role you are setting out to get. And then you also have to determine what is stopping you from starting. And most of the time it's usually us. We are usually our worst enemies, our biggest critics, and we're always in our own way. And I feel like once we get out of our own way, it's just so much opportunity everywhere. It's just funny because I can't wait to see like my daughter's generation, or even, you know, my daughter's kids' generation, as far as what are they gonna do when it comes to resources. Because right now they pretty much haven't made. I remember being younger and being in elementary school and having to look on the encyclopedias and the Britannicas to find stuff that we needed for our report, and just people having, like, I remember my aunt had like the whole bookcase, the whole collection of the Britannicas and the encyclopedias, and just even dictionaries. Like, you don't really see people carry around dictionaries anymore, or thesauruses like a lot of people used to do back in the day. I know I used to stay with a dictionary in my purse. Don't know why. I was just a geek like that. But still, we have it so made today that we literally just ask, hey Siri, what is this? You know, hey Alexa, what is this? Do this. Explain this. And not only will they tell you, but they will find supporting articles. So it's one of those things where you have so much access to all these resources. YouTube is a free resource. I always tell people I graduated from YouTube University before I went anywhere, because you can literally go on YouTube and find anything. You can find how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on YouTube. And it's amazing because you have all of this for free, you know, and it's always there at the tip of your fingers. You know, it's not that far. You don't have to do anything really to get that knowledge, but just go on YouTube. You know, you have a bunch of free courses that some people may put out, you know, where there may be a few webinars that you may have to attend. And yeah, they're going to probably sell you things at the end. And if you don't see that it's a benefit, you don't have to buy them. But the knowledge that you've learned from watching that free webinar is just another resource that you can use. So take advantage of all the resources that are out here to you. Even like the public libraries. I'm not sure if other states do this, but I know here in Cincinnati, our public libraries have access to free e-learnings, free computers, free spaces for you to even create things. They have a photography studio with cameras. They have a recording studio. They have all types of things where you can just go and just create. They have a bookbinding system where you can actually write and publish your own book right there at the library. You just basically pay for the printing. There's so much that you are able to do. So just be sure to research all the resources that are available to you, because a lot of the time we feel like, you know, it's something that we may need to buy or something that we need to spend money on. And most of the time, a lot of the stuff is out here for little to no cost. So definitely take advantage of all the resources that you have. All right, so another way that we can start is by getting an accountability partner. Basically, someone that isn't scared to check you. Yes, I said it. Someone that isn't scared to check you. And also, you know, someone that will do the work to check in on you. So they can't be timid, for sure. I know that it took a minute for me to actually realize that I needed an accountability partner, as well as own up to even trying to get one, because I was so headstrong and I'm like, well, it's my life, can't nobody tell me what to do. And accountability partner, like, how they gonna, I can't trust that. Like, they, what they holding accountable? I do what I want. But you have to get out that mindset, and you have to say, you know, this person is allowed to take me there. You know, this person is going to be allowed to let me know when I'm messing up. This person is going to be allowed to let me know, hey, get it together now. And I feel like we all need that. And, you know, I feel like sometimes they shouldn't be people that you are close with, because sometimes those people can be enablers. And they'll be like, okay, well, you can just slack off this one time. Or, you know, okay, I'll forgive you this one time. But no, you need someone that, you know, knows you, knows what you're doing, possibly has experience in that area, or even just someone that just doesn't really know you. Like, I know for me, I have my therapist, and she holds me accountable. So when I go to those sessions, she's like, hey, did you do this? Did you do that? All right, Lauren, you need to get it together. And like, I'm snatched at that point. Like, I'm just completely snatched. Okay, let me get it together. Let me go ahead and do this. And yeah, so get you an accountability partner if you don't have one, because I'm telling you, once you do that, it's gonna make everything easier. It's kind of like having a personal assistant. All right, and last but not least, I want to leave you guys with these small but very big reminders. Small goals matter. No matter how small your goal is or how small you feel the job or the task is, it matters. Even if it's just, you know, you didn't do much work today, but you got something done. As long as you're getting something done, you know, small progress, little progress is better than none at all. And don't ever think that you have to have all your ducks in a row just to start. Just start. Like I'm telling you, once you start, I mean, no one's going to always know everything. You know, we're not going to have it all together at times, but that cannot stop you from starting at all. Because like I said, you'll never know it all. So, I mean, take what you know, start from there, and learn on the way. Also, another thing to keep in mind that it's better than to try than to live in the what if. You know, like just try it out. Because if you don't try it out, then you'll be sitting there with that regret. Like, you know, I wonder what happened or what would have happened if I did this. And we all know that that is a terrible place to be. So, thank you guys for tuning in. Remember, rate, share. Share with someone. I'm telling you, this may be a blessing. If it wasn't a blessing to you, there's someone out here that needs this message today. So go ahead and share. Remember, like the social media, She Woke Up Dope. And I will talk to you guys next time. Live life dope. Peace.